This is just the court reporter, Elizabeth Finn, testing my audio. Testing, testing.
Didn't hear you, sir. Make sure you undo your mic.
I'm so sorry. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Great. Thank you. Going through. Jeannie, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Great. Thank you for joining us. Joe Mena, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Great. Thank you, Joe. Greg Wyman.
Yes, I can hear you.
Perfect. Just going through. Megan Sullivan.
I can hear you.
Perfect.
Okay, everyone. Good morning. I'll call the order. This meeting of the Citizens Committee for Tuesday, January 2021. I'd like to remind. So as we begin, I want to introduce the members of the committee on present when I call your name. Sam Gill.
Present.
Thank you. Dr. Lawrence Brown.
Present.
Thank you, doctor. Dr. Dean Kolotsky.
Present.
Thank you. Mary Lamon. We'll come back. Mike Moran.
Present.
Robin Solomon. Donald Scarino.
Present.
Thank you, Donald. Dennis? Dr. Peter Van Alphen?
Present.
Thank you, Peter. Arthur Burns?
Present.
Chairman Thomas Aram of the CCAC. Have a quorum. Just joined. Okay, you can post it, Jennifer, and we'll come back.
Robin Salmon.
Robin
has left the meeting.
Oh, she's gone. We do have a quorum. In addition, Jeannie Stephen Solomon. Jeannie, you're on? Jeannie?
Yes, I'm on.
Okay. The agenda for today's public meeting includes the recognition and service of CCAC member Jeannie Stephen Solomon. We will have the swearing in of the new CCAC member, Mr. Arthur Bernstein. We will have the acceptance of the letters of the secretary and approval of the minutes from the November 2020 meeting. After this, we will review and discuss the obverse and reverse candidate designs for the 2021 Morgan and P. Silver dollar coins authorized by public law 116-286, the 2019 Silver Dollar Coin and Act.
Robin Salmon has joined the meeting.
And final part of the a report from our recent subcommittee, the working group on potential coin themes. Before we begin our proceedings,
Dennis Tucker
has left the meeting.
Before we do anything with the on the proceedings, I'd like to come to the CCA, Ms. Jennifer Warren, if there are any members of the press.
Dennis Tucker
has joined the meeting.
Yes, Brandon Hall, Senior Associate Editor of Coin Update and Mint News Blog. Mike Unser, Founder and Editor of Coin News Media Group. Paul Gilks, Coin World Senior Editor. And Maggie Judkins, Editor of Numismatic News.
Welcome. Okay, I'm going to go back. I believe, Dennis Tucker, you've joined us. Dennis? Robin Solomon.
Can you hear me now?
Yep, we're good, Robin. Thank you. Mary Lannon, are you on yet?
Tom, this is Dennis. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you, Dennis.
Thank you.
The only one is Mary. Okay. For the record, I'd like to from the following Mint staff that are on the call today, and please indicate present after I've called your name. Director David Wright.
Present.
April, Office of Design.
Present.
Thank you, April. Megan Sullivan.
Present.
Thank you, Megan. Beniza Hancock, Design Manager.
Present.
Thank you. Pam Bohr, Design Manager.
Present.
Thank you, Sam.
Present.
Thank you. Russell Evans, time manager.
Present.
Thank you, Russell. The Mint Chief Engraver, Joe Madden.
Present.
The Manager of Design Engraving, Ron Herrigal. Ron?
Present.
Thank you. Jennifer Warren, Director of Legislative and Intergovernmental Affairs, on to the CCAC. Jennifer?
Present.
Thank you. Our City Council, Council to the CCAC, Mr. Greg Wyman. Greg?
Present.
Thank you. Deputy Director of Legislative and Intergovernmental Affairs, Betty Burke.
Present.
Thank you. The Associate Director of Sales and Marketing, Matt Hallman. Matt?
He's not going to attend, actually.
Okay.
Sorry.
Elizabeth Young, Attorney Advisor and Attorney Assigned to the Morgan & Peace Program. Elizabeth?
Present.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Is there any other issues? Is with the men, are there any other issues that can be addressed? Okay. Do you want to check also, Jennifer? There seems to be some problem with some of the people. They can't hear me. I just got it.
I think it's your connection, Tom, that you're breaking up because everyone else has been fine. So it may be your speed on your computer.
Okay, well, if everyone here, then the outside will be able to hear as well.
No.
No?
No, you're the only one breaking up, so it might be just your connection.
Okay, we'll see if that makes any difference. I'll see if that helps any, maybe move around to her a little bit.
That sounds a little better, Tom.
Okay. Okay, so hopefully you'll be able to go from there. Okay, hearing no other comments regarding the Mint, we'll move to the first order of business, and that's the recognition of the service of Jeannie Stevens-Stallman, who has served for 8 years in the position as a member of the general public in the coinage United States. Jeannie was first appointed to the CC in 2012 to represent the general public, and then reappointed again in 2016. Jeannie has presented at the ANA convention in Philadelphia to discuss the process of coinage designs. Professionally, Jeannie is an artist, sculptor, and metalist, as such has always brought her experience and professional training to her work on the committee, which has been an invaluable service to all of us here and to the CCAC. Director Ryder, would like to words. Director Ryder.
Sure, Tom. Thanks very much. And I, for one, would much rather be doing this in person, Jeannie. Your smiling face and your effervescent personality is infectious. And I would rather, as I said, be doing this in person and giving you a great big hug. But I'll do that virtually.
Me too.
But with that said, I want to start today by thanking Jeannie for 8 years of service to the United States Mint and the Citizens Coin Advisory Committee. Jeannie, your artistic discussions at meetings have been invaluable to the committee as well as the Mint's artists. Over the years, Jeannie has served on special committees evaluating artist candidates and current artists for the Artist Infusion Program. In her CCAC work, Jeannie always considers the artist's needs, how we could best support them in developing the most artistically excellent and program-appropriate candidate designs. She has served as a U.S. delegate to FIDEM, the Federation of International Dealer Medallic Arts, and the president of American Medallic Sculpture Association, AMSA. In these roles, she has continued to work to bridge the Mint with these organizations. Additionally, Jeannie served as one of the artist judges by the commemorative coin competition for breast cancer awareness and the very important Apollo 11 50th anniversary commemorative coin programs. Jeannie is also the recipient of the American Numismatic Association Award, ANA, for her excellence in medallic art, and was the recipient of the American Numismatic Society J. Stanford Stylus Award for single achievement in the art of metal. Jeannie, thank you for your service as a member representing the interest of the general public and the coinage of the United States. At some point, hopefully in not too distant future, we will invite you back in person to present you with the Citizens Coinage Advisory Committee Public Service Award back in Washington. So we can properly recognize your fabulous 8-year contribution to the United States Mint and to the CCAC.
Thank you.
For anyone who is now aware, the CCAC Public Service Award includes a framed certificate, a 3-inch Alexander Hamilton Secretary's Medal, and Jeannie's choice of 3-inch bronze duplicate medals reviewed during her tenure as members of the CCAC. I think that's going to be a hard choice for you, Jeannie.
It is.
But ladies and gentlemen, please join me in thanking a fabulous, wonderful lady, Jeannie Stevens Solomon, for her service to the Citizens Coin Advisory Committee. Well done, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Now I'd like to Jeannie Stevens Solomon to say a few short words. And once again, Jeannie, unfortunately, remotely again, but so back when kind of the floor is yours.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you. Hello?
You're good.
Am I good? Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Director Ryder, is there some way that we can mute something? There's so much chatter.
Yeah, if anybody who's not talking, please mute your mic. That will help.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Director Ryder, members of the committee, members of the staff, to quote Meryl Streep, it is easier to say hello than goodbye. It has been an honor and a privilege to serve as a member of the CCAC, an enriching experience for me to discover the importance of legislatures' roles in minting our coins. It seems like only yesterday I was overwhelmed by my first CCA meeting, overwhelmed by the wealth and breadth of numismatic knowledge sitting at the table, and overwhelmed with the charge set before us, the charge of having to choose the best design for our U.S. coinage. During my tenure, I had the opportunity to meet several members of the Native American community while we worked on the Code Talkers Gold Medal Program, to hear their concerns, to appreciate their culture firsthand, and I am grateful for that privilege. It was the State Quarters Program that lit the fire under me to become part of this decision-making group. Coins are the art in our pocket. We pass these to people who mostly never look at them when we make change. It is my purpose to call their attention to the America Beautiful series, the National Park series, and of course, as we embark on the historic program of women in American history, I will continue to point out these minted stories. Our coins are a true history of America. Charles Bukowski, the German-American poet and novelist, said, an intellectual says a simple thing in a hard way. An artist says a hard thing in a simple way. And this is what we try to accomplish as we review portfolios for each assigned program. Find the best, the strongest, the simplest design to satisfy the legislative challenge, the stakeholder, and of course, our numismatic community. Remember that negative space, often says more than a planchet bulging with objects. As I leave this illustrious committee, I thank you all for being part of this well-oiled decision-making machine, a machine that blends together the ideas that eventually become a small ambassador of American heritage, a bright light in the palm of your hand. Rakowski says, find what you love and let it kill you. I believe all of you have this passion for numismatics and will continue to produce beautiful dynamic coins. To my old friends, Mary, I hope you're on here. Mary, congratulations on becoming the next chairperson of the CCAC. I know you will lead them well, as you have before, and continue to choose great dining venues. Especially salt and straw. Donald, I know you will always surprise the group with your interpretation of portfolio designs and let your opinions be known. Refreshing to say the least. You have no idea what an important voice you have had for me. You helped me to analyze my own thoughts and present them with alacrity. Dennis, thank you for your continuing ability to grace our meetings with eloquence and sensitive observations. Your sincerity humbles me. And Mike, I have always appreciated your watchful eye on details of military dress and weaponry, your keen observation of nature. Continue to press for accuracy. I know you will. Robin, I hope you continue to count all the feathers on all the birds presented in the designs to the committee to keep a watchful eye on the presentation of nature. And Tom, let your calmness and deep knowledge of numismatics be sustained as you continue your term. To new members and friends, I regret that I cannot speak to all of your attributes or the personal insights you will bring to this committee, as there has not been enough time to get to know you. I wish you great success as you learn how to keep this fine machine well oiled. To the staff, you have been a strong and guiding part of our work as a committee, preparing presentations, vetting portfolios, organizing field trips and conferences and mints so that we better understand the process of minting our coins. I thank you for that. I am forever grateful, especially to April and Betty, who steadied my wobbly legs as I began this fantastic journey, and to Jennifer, who continues to guide us through the legislative challenges of our work. And lastly, as U.S. delegate to FEDEM, I hope you will continue to pursue your interests in international medallic art. Our next Congress will be held in Tokyo, Japan, December 4th through 6th, 2021. It is proposed that 2023 Congress will be held in Florence, Italy. To my friends, dear friends, it is never really goodbye, but au revoir, as we hopefully plan to meet at the next venue of coins. Thank you so much, Mr. Chair.
Jeannie, thank you. I just...
Thank you, Joe.
Many of you don't know, but it was Jeannie that got me involved in the Society of Mentalists, and that exhibit was held several years back. In the rotunda there at the Mint, but thanks to Jeannie and drive of the Mentalist, someone that had quite a collection of Society of Mentalists and connected me, and that legacy will continue. And Jeannie, thank you for all you've done and will continue to for all Mentalists, and your it's been a great honor knowing you've been continuing.
Thank you, Tom.
Mr. Chairman, this is Jennifer Warren. Just to let you know, Mary is back on, and also there was an issue for the public. The sound was dropped, but we have corrected that, so we should be all good to go. Just wanted to let you know.
Okay, that's what I had thought earlier, that we had a sound problem, so I'm glad you checked it out. So we're good to go. Okay, and next year business section. Swearing in of our newest member, Mr. Arthur Bernstein, who will be serving in the same position he held. Mr. Bernstein was appointed by Secretary Mnuchin January 14th of 2021. Director David Ryder of the United States Mint will now administer the oath of office. Director Ryder?
Thank you,
Thanks, Tom. Jeannie, those are great words, my friend. And who can miss Florence Italy, for crying out loud? Let's all try to get there. So, Arthur, congratulations. Arthur Bernstein, our newest member of the CCAC. Arthur, I don't know if you know this, but you have a good friend in Senator Robbie Portman from Ohio, who wrote on your behalf to me several times. Robbie and I go back about 40 years in friendship. And when I saw his letter of recommendation for you, I had to take notice. I know it took a little while, but welcome aboard. We're looking forward to having you with us. Arthur comes from a long life of collecting as a youngster, and he shares that hobby of collecting with school groups and college, wherever he has the opportunity. He served as a Boy Scout Merit Badge counselor for the Coin Collecting Merit Badge. He's taught hundreds of scouts to appreciate the American numismatic coinage. He'll be bringing an enormous wealth of knowledge and love for the numismatics. I now have the privilege, Arthur, of, although it seems very formal, but I have the privilege of swearing you in. As a good lawyer, you'll understand all these formalities, but I have the privilege of swearing you in as the member of the CCAC. So if you could kindly repeat after me, we'll get this formality out of the way and get you fully signed on as a new member.
Yes, sir.
But please repeat after me. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely without any mental reservations or purpose of evasion.
That I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
Congratulations, Arthur. Well done. And now let me turn it over to you for a few words, if you'd like to.
Well, thank you, Director. As a result of a remote swearing in, this may be the first swearing in witnessed by a golden retriever. Simba is behind me. I think he slept through the whole ceremony. But I am honored to take this position. My love and appreciation of our coinage began when I was a Cub Scout. My father gave me my first Flying Eagle cent. I look forward to actively and valuably participating. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Arthur. Thank you, Director Ryder. And the Golden Retriever did raise his right paw, so you're out here. Okay, welcome aboard, Arthur. And we now turn to the business of the committee. The first item on our agenda is to review the approval of the minutes and the letters to the secretary from our last meeting in November of 2020. Are there any comments on the documents? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the minutes and the letters?
Motion to approve.
So moved, Dennis,
thank you, Dennis. And second?
Lawrence Brown, second.
Dr. Brown, thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify saying aye.
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 Hearing none, the motion is approved. Thank you. Now we move on to the consideration of the obverse and reverse candidate designs for the 2021 Morgan & Peace Dollar, authorized by Public Law 116-286, the Silver Dollar Coin Anniversary Act. April Stafford will present the portfolio designs for these two coins. April?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It is the 1921 Silver Dollar Coin Anniversary Act that requires the Secretary of the Treasury to mint and issue $1 silver coins in recognition of the 100th anniversary of completion of coinage of the Morgan dollar and the 100th anniversary of commencement of coinage of the Peace dollar. The Morgan and Peace dollars, of course, are among the most popular coins ever issued by the United States Mint. The Morgan dollar was minted from 1878 to 1904 and again in 1921. In December 1921, Treasury Secretary Andrew Mellon approved the Peace dollar, replacing the Morgan dollar and commemorating the declaration of peace between the United States and the Imperial German government. The Peace dollar was minted from 1921 to 1935. The coins honoring the Morgan and Peace dollars are to have obverse and reverse designs that are renditions of the designs historically used. The Mint has returned to original assets to develop these renditions of the original Morgan and Peace dollars. With the exception of the year of minting, the inscriptions on the coins remain the same as the originals. In 1921, the Mint will strike Morgan dollars in Philadelphia, San Francisco, and Denver. The coins from San Francisco will bear an S mint mark, and the coins from Denver will bear a D mint mark. The coins minted in Philadelphia will not contain a mint mark, an homage to the original Morgan dollars. Philadelphia will also produce Morgan dollars with privy marks, honoring the New Orleans and the Carson City mints, as a nod to the additional two mint facilities that originally produced the Morgan dollar. The 2021 Peace dollars will be struck in Philadelphia and will not contain a mint mark, also honoring the first year of striking of the Peace dollar. So we'll take a look first at the 2021 Morgan dollar. The Morgan dollar was designed by George T. Morgan. The obverse, seen here, features a profile of Lady Liberty. And the reverse features a heraldic eagle. I'll move on to the Peace dollar. This, of course, was designed by Anthony de Frassisi and features the Goddess of Liberty on the obverse, seen here, and a bald eagle clutching an olive branch on the reverse. So, Mr. Chairman, we have those four candidate designs for you and the committee's consideration.
Thank you, April. Before we begin any of our discussion, I'd like to ask our mint chief has any on here. Or direct design and engraving for any comments. Joe? How about Ron?
Yes, sir. Okay, go ahead, Joe.
No, you go ahead, Ron. You go ahead.
Yeah, okay, this is Ron Harrigal. You know, we don't have original assets that were in place when they were actually making the coins at that point. We do have fragments, including various hubs, plasters, galvanos, and such. Our restoration type process, of course, it says rendition in the legislation. We try to do the best we can to replicate the original, piecing together the various components that we have. We do high resolution scanning, and then we map them to our relief targets and planchets that we are currently using. As you know now, our intent is to use a 3-9 silver planchet that we use for our commemorative dollar, which has a very slight reduction in volume, but nonetheless comes out to exactly the same weight and overall specifications as far as thickness and diameter of the coin as measured. So we take those assets, we piece them together, we use high resolution imagery of actual coins to try and best replicate what the artist's intent was when they designed the original designs. Joe, would you like to add anything else?
No, it's just as Ron said, we very carefully pieced together various
best aspects of different assets that we have in order to do renditions of the new coins that honor the original intent of the original artists as much as possible.
Any other technical questions or legal questions from the committee about this program or these designs before we begin our general discussion? Okay, let us begin our consideration. I'd like all members to please keep comments to 5 minutes or less. Identify yourself with the card. And time is up.
Hearing Tom, this is Jennifer. You're breaking up again.
Okay. Strange, I didn't move. But additionally, if there are any members who have questions or comments to anything else to discuss, please bring them up when you're recognized or at the end for additional comments. Let's begin our discussion, and let's start with Mike Moran. Mike?
Tom, I just really want to make a statement about this program. I think it's one of the most important programs the Mint has undertaken. It is our heritage, numismatically, a large part of the heritage of the Mint, looking back in our history. It's a proud history. These coins really are iconic designs that both in their time express the goals and aspirations of our country. I think that we need to put our best foot forward going forward, and in fact go the extra mile in everything we do to get these out to our customers, and do everything we can to deliver for our customers the product that they really want.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Dr. Brown.
Good morning, all, and good morning, Mr. Chair. I must confess that as a young collector, I did not have the opportunity to, in fact, collect these coins. So I'm really appreciative of the opportunity to be involved in this conversation and discussion. This is phenomenal. As much as I am a contemporary collector, I must confess that I always, in fact, have been amazed by my colleagues who collect the classics. So it inspires me to, in fact, understand that even the coins that I collect at some point will become classic. So again, to Chair, this is a wonderful opportunity. I'm thankful that I have the opportunity to participate. Thank you.
Thank you, Doug. Donald Scarinci. Donald?
First, I really need to congratulate not only the U.S. Mint and the perseverance of the U.S. Mint director and the staff, particularly Jennifer, for their hard work in getting this recognition to get this done. But I also really want to acknowledge the hard work by you, Tom, and by Mike. Without your efforts and without the two of you really just not letting this go, you just stayed on it and stayed on it until it happened, and notwithstanding everything else that was going on in Washington, D.C., you were focused. And it just shows, that when you focus, it's amazing what you can accomplish. And the numismatic community owes this a great debt of thanks to all of you for making this happen. And, these coins, most people are aware, these coins for a lot of collectors are a point of entry to the hobby, every bit as much as, putting pennies on a penny board. And, as people, move from pennies to a penny board and then start to, look at those slabs, with the grades and say, gee, maybe I should learn to grade. And you know, these sets are very collectible. You can really you know, assemble you know, some really nice you know, short sets and long sets of Morgan dollars and Peace dollars. And you know, and they're and in lower grades, they're very affordable. They're very beautiful, and they're very educational because they represent a very important part of our American legacy. And you know, you've made this possible for a new generation, you know, to really become interested in our heritage through what is about to become a contemporary mint product. And you should be congratulated for that, and thanked for that, and I'm sure you will. So thank you.
Thank you, Donald.
Thank you, Donald. And I'm sure Mike would concur with that. And you know, we would go to people such as yourself, Donald, and say, this is who we need help from or whatever. And we tried to use that. But true team, thank you for those kind remarks. Mary Lannan.
Okay. You know, after Donald, it's really hard to think of something new to say. And I want the record to reflect that. I can't believe the energy that the Mint and Tom and Mike put in to get this done. I voted, I did whatever I could, I contacted the people that I could, and I'm so happy that we've got such a big success at the beginning of the year. Congratulations all.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you. And indeed, thanks for your other help on that as well, and writing that, you know, it took an effort from the collector community as well to reach out to their representatives. So there were people that really reached out, and thanks for everyone that did that. Robin Solomon. Robin?
Thank you, Tom. Again, there's not much more that I can say, but I am thrilled that these two beautiful coins are coming back. I'm the proud owner of some of the first Morgan and Peace dollars inherited through my family, and I'm very happy about that. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin. And I think you bring out a good point there. Many of us started, if we got Morgan dollars, we inherited them. You're exactly right. That's how many of us received our first dollars, for sure. And hopefully this will bring a new generation to do the same. Thank you, Robin. Sam?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I will echo my experience with these dollars as well. As a small boy, I was given two silver dollars. One was a 1921 Morgan, and one was a 1921 Peace dollar. So as it turns out, many years later, I've got the honor and the privilege to work with all of you to actually reproduce these in a new rendition and carry this history out into the future, and we can all be so proud of it. I want to offer my congratulations along with everyone else to Tom and Mike for their tremendous effort to get this done. I know how hard it is to get legislation done from my own personal experience, and I'm just in awe of what has happened. Also, a special thanks to Dave and to Jennifer for all of your hard work, and the rest of the Mint staff for doing just such a superb job. We can be so proud of this, and it's a wonderful way to start a new year, and I do appreciate the honor. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Sam. Dennis.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Kudos to Joe Mena and Ron Harrigal and your teams at the Mint. I appreciate the challenge you've faced in recreating these designs. And you know the pressure and the scrutiny that you'll face as hundreds of thousands of very active and passionate collectors look at these coins. Thank you for clarifying that these designs are homages and renditions of the originals. I think that you've done a very good job.
Thank you, Dennis. Thank you. And I think they have, and they're commended for it for sure. Dr. Dean.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As a young collector in the very late 1970s and early 1980s, I loved being able to acquire these coins. I got my first Morgan dollar from my grandfather, and thought it was magnificent. And the Peace dollar was just as magnificent, if not more so. As a historian, I very much appreciated the written comments and the reminder that peace, coming out of World War I, technically came to the United States in 1921 with the Treaty of Berlin 100 years ago, and not through the Treaty of Versailles, which, of course, the U.S. Senate rejected. I thought I would bring that to your attention, commend everyone involved with this program, and heartiest congratulations on two truly excellent coins. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you. Dr. Peter Van Alphen. Peter?
Yeah, thank you, Chairman. I have to say I'm really excited about this project, and like some of my other colleagues, really have to commend the Mint staff, especially Joe and Ron, for the work they've done in restoring this coinage. I think they've done a tremendous job, and even though I don't know the details of these coins as well as some of my colleagues on the committee, I have to say that the restoration of these coins is just fantastic, and I'm sure that many collectors will really appreciate the attention to details. And I also have to say that the Peace Dollar has always been one of my favorite U.S. coins. I really love the design of it, but also the story of De Franceschi using his wife, Teresa, as the model for, Liberty on the obverse. And even though there was some blowback once the coin was revealed, partly because she just seemed a little young, and I seem to recall quotes of her appearing insipid, but nevertheless, it really is just a tremendous portrait, and even a tribute of the love that he had for his wife. And so, again, it's always been one of my favorite coins, and very much look forward to acquiring a 2021 version of it along with the Morgan. So, thank you.
Thank you, Peter. Arthur Bernstein. Arthur? Art?
Art, please. As the rookie, I can't take much credit for this great success. I'll just say they're beautiful, and I'm pleased we're proceeding.
Thank you, Art. Thank you, Art. And I thank everyone also who helped. As Donald had mentioned, there were times that we really had to throw some deep balls, if we're going to go with a football analogy here. And we had some jump ones out there, and they made it, thanks to many of you that reached out to your particular legislation or senators and congresspeople. So I want to also thank, for the record, Kentucky Congressman Andy Barr for initially putting this in together. As you know, this started out as a commemorative bill, and it evolved into this since those slots had been filled, and that created even a larger challenge. But congratulations to Congressman Barr. With that, are there any additional comments from any members at this time?
Tom, I'll just add, it took about 2 hours over Christmas last year, sitting in this office where I am with Andy, to get him convinced that he needed to redo the bill and drop out the commemorative element. Just a bit of sidebar there.
No, that is an important one. There were a lot of things like that had happened along the trail, and it all worked out. And thanks to the Mint staff and Jennifer, and all the legislative efforts that were put forth by all the collectors as well, and most importantly. Are there any further discussions? Do I have a motion to accept the Morgan and Peace design?
Tom, this is Mike. I would like to move that we unanimously accept the designs submitted by the Mint for the Morgan and Peace silver dollars for 2021.
Thank you, Mike, and I would appreciate the opportunity to second that motion.
This is Greg. Just real quickly, I presume that by accept you mean recommend.
Oh, Greg. Let the record be corrected.
Got it. So we will recommend. Is there any further debate? If not, I'll take a vote. Are everyone in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Hearing none. Aye. It is unanimously approved. Thank you all. Okay, moving right along. per the CCAC operating procedures in section 5135 of Title 31, United States Code, the CCAC is responsible for advising the Secretary of Treasury with regards to events, persons, and places that the advisory committee recommends be commemorated by the issuance of commemorative coins in each of the five calendar years succeeding the year in which a commemorative coin is designated and made. Recently, several members of the CCA met as part of a working group to discuss ideas for commemorative coins. I thank Robin Solomon, Dr. Lawrence Brown, and Donald Scarinci for agreeing to be on the working group with me. From our discussion during our initial meeting on January 8th of 2021, there are several ideas I'd like to present to the CCAC as a whole to formally consider recommending to the Secretary and sharing with Congress. Information was sent to each of us, each of the members, on the ideas to be considered prior to today. We will take each one up separately and allow members to share their thoughts on specific ideas, if you have any. Then we will vote on whether to formally recommend the idea. I ask that you keep your comments to the idea being presented and stay within the time frame. The first idea for consideration is a commemorative coin in recognition of the upcoming 250th celebration of the signing of Declaration of Independence in 2026. Recently, the President signed the Circulating Collectible Coin Redesign Act that gives the Secretary the authority to redesign the obverse and reverse of all circulating coins and up to five reverse designs on the quarter dollar in 2026. The suggestion is that the commemorative coin in recognition of the birth of our nation is to be passed for either 2023, 2024, 2025, or 2026 to commemorate this celebration. Now, specifically, 2023 to 2025 would be preferable years so that the recipient organizations could receive the funds in time for that celebration that would occur in 2026, as well as not to compete against other numismatic products. Significant historical events in these years occurred as part of the birth of our nation. So let us begin our considerations, and let's begin, Dr. Brown. The idea, the thought of this for one of those years.
I certainly do support the fact that we commemorate. This is a remarkable historic event. I must confess that I do not feel I have enough information to determine which of those years in which to effect actually have the recommending the minting. However, I again, without question, support the fact that we should commemorate, and I will in fact go along with the committee in terms of the recommendation in terms of which of those years prior to the event.
Okay, thank you very much. Donald Scarinci, Donald?
Yes. Of course, a lot is on the committee, so there's no need for me to repeat what I said there, but I support that.
Okay, thank you. Mike Moran.
Tom, I'm good with it.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Mary?
Tom, I agree with what the committee, subcommittee said. I don't know how long it takes the Mint internally to get funds to people that need it. So I think the earlier the better, but I will go along with the wishes of the committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you. Robin?
Yes, I'm in favor, obviously. I don't have a specific date in mind, year in mind. And we'll go along with what everyone else votes on that.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you.
Sam?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think we would all be remiss if we didn't support this. This is a wonderful, wonderful idea, and I am all for it. And however the logistics work in terms of the years and the mint and the production and so forth, I'm in favor of, but I think it's a tremendous effort to do this, and I love it. Thank you.
Thank you. Dennis?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think that the Coinage Redesign Act already sufficiently addresses the commemorative nature of circulating coins that will be used to mark our 250th anniversary of independence. So I think a separate commemorative coin would be repetitive. I think it would be premature to the celebration in 2026. I would note, as the working group has, that the battle at Lexington Concord has already been commemorated in 1925. Or was it 1926? Anyway, we had a commemorative half dollar for that event. I just think that the Coin Redesign Act for the circulating coins, which will include a special dollar coin in 2026, is sufficient to achieve what this recognition is trying to get at. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Dennis. Dr. Dean.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I support this initiative. I think a special coin on the Boston Tea Party would be truly excellent in 2023. First Continental Congress in 2024 would be fine by me. I would point out that 2025 is actually not the 250th anniversary of the Stamp Act, but the 260th anniversary of the Stamp Act. That's something that we should consider as well as we move forward. With respect to Lexington and Concord, we have had a coin earlier in 1925. It has the iconic statue of the Minuteman. And you also see that on the Massachusetts quarter. So we need to look at a different kind of design. If we did not want to go with Lexington and Concord, another possibility might be something along the lines of Paul Revere's ride. But overall, I'm very supportive of this initiative, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Dean. Dr. Van Alphen, Peter?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm very happy to support this initiative as well. And in terms of the dates, I will support whatever the committee thinks is best. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter. Arthur. Art?
I'm in support. Thank you.
Thank you. And as part of the working committee, we wanted to bring this forward because it's important for the organization to be out in front of this for the event and so forth. So we appreciate the confidence in the committee. So without any further discussion, do I have a motion to recommend a 250th commemorative coin in one of the following years, 2023, 2024, 2025, or 2026?
Dean Kutlowski, motion.
I am so moved.
Dean, and second?
I second Peter Van Alphen.
Thank you, Peter. Is there any further discussion? If not, all those in favor signify saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Motion carried. Opposed, one opposed. Thank you, Dennis. Okay. Next, the second idea is not a commemorative coin, but a possible congressional gold medal to posthumously award the medal to the signers of the Declaration of Independence. This medal could be awarded for 2026 and used at exhibits related to the semi-quincentennial celebration and eventually housed at Independence Hall. So let us begin our discussion, and I'll start with Dr. Brown. Dr. Brown?
It's without question that this is something that we should be supporting. So without further ado, I say amen. Let's vote.
Thank you, Dr. Donald Brincy. Donald's head.
Yes, support.
Okay, Donald, thank you. Mike Moran?
Again, I'm supporting it.
Mary Lannan?
I will join my voice with everyone. I will support it.
Thank you, Mary. Robin Solomon.
Yes, sir, I support it.
Dennis Tucker.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This, I do feel, is an appropriate way to commemorate the 250th anniversary of independence. and to honor the signers of the Declaration. So I'm in support of this.
Thank you, Dennis. Dr. Dean Kolasky.
I'm in favor as well.
Thank you, Dr. Dean. Dr. Peter Van Elth.
I'm happy to support this as well.
Thank you very much. Arthur Bernstein.
Just a further point of personal introduction, I'm a graduate of the University of Virginia, and I'm pleased to support a medal that would commemorate the work of the founder of the university.
Thank you, Arthur. And I'm in support. Well, I think it's a great history lesson as well, and will serve history very well. With that, I'd like to have a motion to go forward with that. Is there a motion that congressional gold medal?
Tom, this is Jennifer. I think Greg, our lawyer, wants to say something.
Okay, Greg.
Hi, thank you. This is I'm just seeing this proposal. The legislation that authorizes this committee gives the committee clear guidance as far as its authority to recommend commemorative coins themes or out programs, even though commemorative coins are, of course, authorized by legislation. It is specifically called out. The committee also has fairly broad authority to recommend other coin and metal designs, design themes, for programs that are within the secretary's auspices. So, for example, this committee has before and can continue to recommend themes for national medals, which the secretary is already authorized to produce. This is the first time I've seen the committee put a motion forward to recommend a theme for a congressional gold medal, which is not the secretary's responsibility, but rather originates in Congress. And there isn't something specific in the CCAC's authorizing legislation authorizing it to make congressional gold medal recommendations. So maybe this is something that could potentially be reformatted as a national medal theme. I'll just put that on the table.
Thank you. Are we able to recommend it to?
There's nothing. It's unclear in the CCAC's enacting legislation and what your authority is. Congress, in passing and establishing the CCAC, clearly provided the committee authority to make commemorative coin theme recommendations, and clearly laid out the committee's authority to recommend to the secretary themes for coins and medals that the secretary is producing. It's not clear that there is authority per se to make recommendation like this.
Okay, how about if we okay with the committee, we will vote on this, and then we can have the mint after review which way to go, but we could be on record in saying that we are of this, if it's permissible or if it can move forward. We will have already so do we have
Tom, your mic is breaking up again.
Okay.
And if you want to change it to national medal instead, you can do that as well and just vote that way.
Mr. Chair, this is Dennis.
Go ahead.
Tom, I would, after receiving Greg's counsel, I would make a motion to recommend that the Mint issue either my apologies, I'm trying to think of the best way to
word it. A national medal?
Our recommendation to the secretary would be that the Mint create a national medal. Can we say, or a congressional gold medal, and use that, let that or express our support of a congressional gold medal? But
I'm comfortable with that. I think as long as you're making the recommendation on the record is for a national medal and potentially a congressional gold medal, I think that you've covered yourself that way.
Okay, Dennis.
Thank you. That would be my recommendation, my motion.
Okay, so Dennis has a motion that we will have a motion to recommend a national medal or the potential of a congressional gold medal posthumously to be awarded to the signers of the Declaration of Independence. Dennis has made the motion. Is there a second to that motion?
This is Robin. I second that.
Robin, thank you. All those in favor, any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Passes unanimously. Thank you. And thank you, Greg, for clarifying in that way. You have the discretion and flexibility. Our final idea for the 20 is for the 2028 Summer Olympic commemorative coins. The Summer Olympics will be held in Los Angeles, California. Over the years, there have been several popular Olympic commemorative coins. As you know, this is collector-based strongly, obviously, and I think it would be a thing that we should certainly be on the record for doing. So I'll open that up with Dr. Brown. Dr. Brown?
Mr. Chair, in fact, in the interest of transparency, I must tell you that I am a collector of commemorative coins.
There you go.
In fact, the modern commemorative. So I certainly am a supporter of, in fact, Olympic coinage. So you have my vote in favor of this.
Thank you, Dr. Brown. Donald?
Yes, I support that.
Thank you, Donald. Mike Moran?
I'm for it.
Thank you, Michael. Mary Lannan?
I am as well.
Thank you. Robin Solomon?
I support it.
Sam Gill? Thank you, Robin.
Mr. Chairman, I'm happy to support the tradition of coinage for the Olympics.
Super. Thank you. Dennis Tucker. Dennis?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Olympic commemorative coins are always popular. The 2002 Salt Lake City Olympics silver dollars and gold coins were sold in the hundreds of thousands. So I'm very enthusiastic about this program, and it has my full support. Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis. Dr. Dean Kolotsky.
Mr. Chairman, I'm in favor, and I also have a meeting I need to go to, so.
We made it pretty close for you. You got within.
Yeah, you did. You've been very, very close. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for your leadership as chairman in the first 2 years I was on this committee. I really appreciated it. But this is sort of a foretaste that I'll be voting aye as well in absentia if we get a motion in favor. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of the day, and hopefully we'll see you in person. We'll have dinner again soon. Thank you. Dr. Peter Van Alphen.
Having written an exhibition catalog on Olympic coins and medals, I'm more than happy to support this.
Okay. Thank you. Arthur Bernstein, Art.
Full support.
Thank you very much. With that, it sounds like we will just go right on and take a vote there.
Tom, before we do that, if I make one more comment quickly.
Sure.
The fact that I need to also share that I'm a former member of the United States Anti-Doping Agency that actually supports the United States Olympics. So I needed to share that as well.
Super. Thank you. Super. Hearing no further discussions, do I have a motion to recommend a commemorative coin program in 2028 for the 2028 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles? Dr. Brown, would you like to make that motion?
So moved.
Seconded, Peter Van Alphen.
Okay. With that, all those in favor of the any further discussion? If none, all those in favor signify saying aye.
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 Any nays? Hearing none, the motion passes unanimously. Okay, I'd like to at this time thank all the CCA members and the Mint staff for their attendance today by this video conference. I know that times becomes challenging, and I think we did quite well. The next CCAC meeting will take place on March 23rd and 24th, 2021. It will be announced in the Federal Register, and a decision will be made depending on the current situation with COVID-19, whether it will be in person at the United States Mint headquarters or whether it again be by video conference. I am
it's been a pleasure, and I will now entertain a motion to adjourn. No one wants to adjourn.
Tom, I make the motion we adjourn.
Thank you, Mary.
This is Mary.
Mary Landon, motion to adjourn. Second?
Peter Van Alphen, second.
You're there? Okay, Peter. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Goodbye.
Thank you, Paul. Have a great day. Be safe.
Well done, Tom.
Well done.
Thank you, Tom.
Yes. Stay well, everyone.
Thank you, Tom. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Jeannie.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Thank you all.
Sam Gill
has left the meeting.
Elizabeth Young
has left the meeting.
Robin Salmon
has left the meeting.
Dennis Tucker
has left the meeting.